This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Climate change is transforming our world in many ways, from extreme weather events to rising seas to more frequent wildfires. A Wisconsin researcher who studies lakes is drawing attention to another one. Mercury is now moving in unexpected ways. That has some big implications for human health. WPR's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has more.
Jeff Rubsum works for UW-Madison and the Department of Natural Resources. In mid-March, he drilled into ice on a northern Wisconsin lake to take water samples.
Melted, or the ice is frozen on top, and then there's kind of a slush layer in there, and then you start into hard ice again.
Rubsum's boss is Carl Watrous. Watrous has studied mercury levels for 32 years. He discovered when water levels go up, mercury in fish does too. And then the opposite occurs. When water levels go down, mercury levels go down.
It's like a roller coaster going downhill, and that's because climate has kicked in, and we've seen dramatic changes in water levels over the past 30 years or so.
Mercury is a neurotoxin that harms the brain, especially in kids. Coal-fired plants are the biggest emitter of mercury into the atmosphere. About two-thirds of mercury in the environment is from past emissions. And it doesn't leave once it's there, says MIT atmospheric chemist Noelle Saline.
So this is why climate ends up being really important, because of this important impact of the legacy mercury that continues to affect us. And the flip side of that is also that the mercury that we're emitting today turns into tomorrow's legacy mercury.
The mercury in the atmosphere gets into fish when it rains down into plants and trees that decompose in water. So when water levels go up, plants on the lake's edge are submerged and start to die. And when there are higher levels of water, more trees decompose and release more mercury into the lake. The DNR's Carl Watrous points to some dying trees at Little Rock Lake in northern Wisconsin.
Can you see those two pines that are right there? Their needles are sort of yellowish rather than deep green. They are probably on their way out.
Wisconsin began to regulate mercury in 2004. Since then, concentrations in lakes have gone down. But the Trump administration wants to roll back plans to reduce mercury into the environment. Some advocates worry Wisconsin's DNR may do the same. Julie Enslow is an environmental activist for the grassroots organization Milwaukee 350. She spoke at a Sierra Club news conference in Milwaukee in April. She's against a proposal by the utility company We Energies to increase the amount of mercury it can discharge at its Oak Creek power plant near Milwaukee each day.
We Energies should be here today, and they should be standing here apologizing for the polluting of Lake Michigan, not asking to increase that pollution.
We Energies spokesman Brendan Conway says while the utility is asking for more flexibility in the amount of mercury it discharges day to day, its overall goal is to emit less.
We live in this community as well, right? We know how important it is. We care deeply about the environmental sustainability and about public safety and about public health.
Carl Watrous with the DNR says even with future emission reductions, it will be hard to see progress. With water levels fluctuating from climate change, even lower mercury emissions may not always lead to cleaner fish. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, WPR News.